So I wanted to show you that gallery has what they say. They say it's a follower of Bosch. It used to be thought to be Bosch back to good. I think it's true.
Oh, look at that.
So you probably have to move in and file past so that you can all see it. So this painting would be painted around the same time as the Cranach that we just looked at. In the thinking about the Venus, I would ask the same question of this painting. What kind of painting is this? It's a painting of a weird one. The subject is the temptation of St. Anthony. St. Anthony of Egypt was that proto-monk, a hermit who died near the Red Sea in 356, considered the founder of Christian monasticism. This story of his life was written up by Athanasius and entered the Golden Legend. It was translated into Dutch in 1470-something. So here, Anthony, and we've seen Anthony already once, is represented as an Antonite monk. He's wearing a habit. You can see a letter, the Greek letter tau, on his shoulder, which is a sign of the Antonite order. Now, it's interesting, why that T? In the book of Revelation, the elect bear the name of God, and the first letter of the Greek word theos is tau. And this order of monks used this sign. So you see two torments of his life depicted in the little valley. There's a woman facing him, versus the giant Venus we just saw. You had a little mini Venus there, tempting him, tempted by a devil taking the form of a woman, and also demons, you see, are assaulting, well, crawling all over the place here and doing what they do. And so there are paintings by Bosch that have demons in these various forms. You've got, unlike the classical tradition in representation of demons, you have the kind of thing we saw with Jan van Eyck, but pushed even further, because Bosch has mechanical biological combinations, you know, which is really hard to understand. How does part ship, part creature, you know, what does that mean? So every possible thing that he could think of. In fact, you've got a ship there, right? Don't you have? So there was a following for this kind of art. So there were followers who would paint this kind of picture. Now, and my question to you is this a religious painting of St. Anthony, or what? Is this a serious piece of religious art, or is this one of the many versions of this subject painted in the 1500s, giving artists the opportunity to outdo Bosch in the weirdness and nuttiness of his demons? Because there was actually a market for that. Yeah. And that comes through in all the insanity around. He's the center of stillness at the right there in the foreground. It's interesting to, when you look at the demons assaulting the church in the background, is the idea that they did that physically, right, that they assaulted the building, or is this a pictorial way of showing what demons do, assault the church, right? So you have again an allegorical representation. Is this a building that they attacked, or is this the church? And so we see here what demons do.